I brought my prop bag this morning. You're going to wonder what, a baseball bat, a magnifying glass, a large mirror, a small mirror, and a gold purse have to do with being good. And I forgot my notes, but oh well. But anyhow, the Bible says that there is none good, there's none righteous but God. We go often through life walking by mirrors. We look in the mirror, take a quick glimpse, and we don't like what we see. So then, I'll pass this mirror around. You can see a little bit of yourself. You can see. And then there are others of us that walk around with a mirror, but we face it towards the other people. You can't see yourself in the mirror, but you can see what everybody else is. Or we use this side of the mirror where it's smaller, so we can't see quite as much. But we use the magnifying side to see everybody else's mistakes. And then, some of us walk around with a magnifying glass like this. Oh my, look at that. Isn't she sinful? But that is not what we are supposed to do. We are supposed to use God's Word and the Bible as our mirror. This is the mirror that shows us that we are not good. We cannot be good on our own. It's kind of like, until our wills are crossed, we can be a perfectly well-behaved child. But like, it's like little Susie playing in her bedroom, all by herself, nice and quiet. And then her little neighbor, Esther, comes over to play. And you hear, "No, that's mine. Give it back to me. I had it first." What happened to the good, well-behaved child? Her will was crossed. She had to share. Or you can be like I was. When I was growing up, my mother would ask me to do something horrible, like weed the garden. Oh, I hated weeding the garden. I would do anything but weed the garden. So I would sass back and I would say, "Why do we have to have a stupid garden anyhow? Why are there so many weeds in it? And why does it have to be so large?" And then later I would feel horrible about it, and I would try to rectify my misbehavior, my sassiness, my sin, by doing good deeds. Like I would mow the lawn. I would do all of my mother's laundry. I would cook supper. I'd even clean my room. But I did not weed the garden. Did I behave? Did I obey? Did I? No, I didn't. Was my mother pleased? No, because the garden still had weeds in it. As a matter of fact, it had more weeds in it than it had when she had first asked me to do it. And so it is with our hearts, too. If we don't obey God, we just continue in sin. Or we'll be like David was with Bathsheba. He saw her, he was tempted by her, he took her, and then she became pregnant by him. And then, in order to hide his sin, she brought her husband home from the battlefront and tried to get him to spend time with her while he was home from the battlefront, but he wouldn't because he was faithful to his men. And so then David had to send Uriah back to the battlefront where he was killed. But was Bathsheba no longer pregnant? No. She was still there. There was still his sin right there. Oh, and then, after I was shortly converted, I thought that God was up in heaven with a baseball bat, waiting for me to sin, just waiting to strike me. But you know, he is not like that if we come to him with humbleness and repentance. He comes to us with open arms, welcoming us back to him. If we are faithful and just, if we continue in his word, he is faithful and just to us too. Now this gold purse, say this gold purse represents all of my good deeds, all of them. There's a lot in here, isn't there? But say that this whole building is nothing but a rubbish heap, nothing but a dump. Can anything in this purse, anything, take away the odor or give a good fragrance for all of my good deeds? I mean, just look at them. Look at them. Oh, those were roses this morning. Oh my, what happened to my good deeds? They're all for naught. They're nothing but filthy garbage. Okay. Nothing. Now, even while we are yet sinners, Christ did die for us. And if we do come to him, he can forgive us. He can take all of our sin, all of our rotten deeds, all of our rubbish that we have in our lives, and he can turn them to gold, to be used for him, to live a godly and peaceful life, and in the end, to have eternal life. You see, it's not what these hands have done that can save this guilty soul. It's only through Christ's blood and righteousness that he can make us whole. Well, there was a song I wanted to read the words to that fit this situation here. Not what these hands have done can save this guilty soul. Not what this toiling flesh hath borne can make my spirit whole. Thy work alone, O Savior, can ease the weight of sin. Thy blood alone, O Lamb of God, can give me peace within. Not what I feel or do can give me peace with God. Not all my prayers, sighs, or tears can ease this awful load. Thy love to me, O God, not mine, O Lord, to thee, can rid me of this dark unrest and set my spirit free. No other work save thine, no meaner blood will do, no strength save which is that which is divine can bear me safely through. I praise the God of grace, I trust in his love and might. He calls me his, I call him mine, my God, my joy, my light. Now, even though we are sinners, and when we do repent, God takes our sin and casts it as far as the east from the west. That is a long distance. You can go the whole world around east, 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 and you'll always be going east. The east and the west will never meet. But if we're still in sin, it's like going north and south. The further you go north, then you'll be going south, then you'll be going north, then you'll be going south. The sin is still there. But east and west, gone. Praise God. Just to know that He is mine, that is all. Oh, the wondrous love divine, love for all. Just to trust my loving Lord day by day, sweetly rest upon His word and obey. Just to follow all the way where He leads, love supplying every day all my needs. Just to leave with Him all care and be free, finding peace and rest in prayer all for me. In His strength to overcome every foe, reach at last my heavenly home free from woe. There throughout eternity I shall sing praise to Him who died for me, Christ my King. Amen.